الاضطرار.
فين فرايهايت غلايخت הגנאים בשפן וט דר ארבצמן.
So comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face.
The struggle carries on.
Auf 97,5 MHz. Unsere Musik, unsere Revolution.
Welcome to another episode of Arab Voices, coming to you from the studios of KPFT Houston since 2002. Houston's community station, 90.1 FM, FM HD1, Galveston 89.5 FM, and Huntsville 89.7 FM. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. This show is syndicated and it airs on other radio stations in different cities in the US and Europe. In this episode of Arab Voices, episode number 1093, I will air part of an important lecture titled The War on Palestine and the Politics of History, delivered by Dr. Abdel Razak Takriti on December 1, 2023 at the University of Houston. It was his farewell lecture departing the University of Houston and moving to Rice University in Houston as Associate Professor of History and the Arab American Educational Foundation Chair of Arab Studies. I will also air a Christmas message, Christ in the Rubble, a Liturgy of Lament, by the Reverend Dr. Munder Isaac in Bethlehem in occupied Palestine, and will share with you a petition titled All I Want for the Holidays is a Ceasefire, signed by thousands of scholars from across the world against the war in Palestine. All of that shortly. What a bloody, disastrous, and catastrophic year 2023 was. A year that revealed to millions around the world that humanity apparently is not for all human beings. A year that revealed human rights do not apply to all humans. A year that revealed international law applies only to whoever the US and a few others wants it to be applied to. A year that revealed the Geneva Conventions apply to certain countries and nationalities only. Many say that has been the case for many years anyway. But it is clear and obvious now that the year 2023 has proved without any doubts that this is indeed the case. Case in point, the slaughter, genocide, and war crimes committed against the Palestinians live on TV cameras 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in front of the entire world, and no one wants to do anything about it to stop it. So much for what is printed in books about human rights, humanity, and international law. The ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians has been ongoing for over 75 years. The war crimes committed against the Palestinians have been ongoing for over 75 years. The genocide against the Palestinians has been ongoing for over 75 years. The slaughter of the Palestinians has been ongoing for over 75 years. The theft of Palestinian land has been ongoing for over 75 years. The disposition of the Palestinians has been ongoing for over 75 years. The strangulation of the Palestinians has been ongoing for over 75 years. The kidnapping, jailing, and torture of Palestinians have been ongoing for over 75 years. All of that done by apartheid Israel, supported, funded, and protected by the United States, Britain, and other countries. I have been talking about all of these Israeli atrocities on this program, Arab Voices, from the first day I started this program over 21 years ago. The title for the first episode I did in January 2023, 12 months ago, was titled A Horrific, Deadly, and Devastating 2022 for the Palestinians. And the year 2023 that just concluded proved to be much, much worse than any imagination. Another Nakba at the highest level imagined. How much more catastrophic could it get? I wonder how I will title the first episode in 2025 describing the year 2024. Since October 7th, 2023, Israel has been committing massacres after massacres, round the clock, killing over 20,000 Palestinians, mainly women and children, injured more than 53,000 others, and thousands are still buried under the rubble. Apartheid Israel has been targeting and destroying hospitals, schools, universities, shelter centers, supermarkets, grocery stores, malls, roads, ambulances, medical personnel and doctors, professors, poets, authors, scientists, journalists, manufacturers, mosques, and churches. One of Israel's goals, other than killing as many Palestinians as it can and force the remaining to leave the Gaza Strip, is to make Gaza unlivable. So even if a few remain, or those who are forced to leave, think about returning, Gaza would be unlivable and they won't come back. Israel has been using 4,000-ton bombs, thousands of those, provided by the United States to destroy entire residential blocks, killing hundreds of Palestinians each time a bomb is dropped. The destruction of the Gaza Strip is unprecedented and is so horrific. Even if the war stops now, this minute, not tomorrow, the Gaza Strip has already been largely destroyed to a level that it would be unlivable in the near future. It will take many years just to remove the rubble. No housing units, no homes, no water, no electricity, no food, and no infrastructure. Everything has been bombed and destroyed by war criminals that enjoy full impunity for their atrocities. It is pure evil and terrorism at its highest level. Israeli war criminals supported, funded, and protected by the United States government using taxpayers' money. There are many reports of Palestinian civilians being shot and killed by the Israeli occupation forces in the streets of Gaza while walking and carrying white flags. Countless dead bodies in the streets being caught on video. A Palestinian pregnant woman was seen being thrown from a fifth-story building by the Israeli occupation soldiers. There are also reports and testimonies of dozens of Palestinians being kidnapped by the Israeli occupation soldiers from their homes, taken to unknown destinations, being tortured, brutally beaten, kicked, subjected to hunger, electric shocks, burns, and medical neglect, inhumane treatment, and even being urinated on by the Israeli soldiers. Other testimonies revealed they were kept blindfolded and fettered in uncomfortable positions for days on end. Some reportedly died from freezing cold and medical neglect. I watched many of these testimonies on TV. They are horrific. On December 23, 2023, the Washington Post published information titled, Israel has waged one of this century's most destructive wars in Gaza. The damage in Gaza has outpaced other recent conflicts, evidence shows. Israel has dropped some of the largest bombs commonly used today near hospitals. Unquote. Jacobin magazine published an article titled, Israel's assault on Gaza is unlike any war in recent memory. The article says, the casualties of this war are outstripping similar conflicts, and it details how journalists, medics, and United Nations workers are being slaughtered. In another article published by The New Arab, experts say, quote, Israel's unprecedented war on Gaza and the wide-scale destruction as a result of its bombardment is now among one of the worst in history, unquote. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Gaza has become a graveyard for children. The unbelievable, shocking death and destruction by the genocidal war apartheid Israel is committing has been faced with utter silence from the world governments, complete numbness, as if they were injected with something that makes them feel nothing whatsoever when it comes to the slaughter of Palestinian men, women, and children. Or maybe the dominance and threats of consequences from the U.S. government to those countries, if they dare to do anything to stop the slaughter of Palestinians and the destruction of the Gaza Strip, is the cause of their silence. Of course, people throughout the world have been calling for a ceasefire, and as a matter of fact, the support for Palestinians has skyrocketed over the past 2 months, while the support for apartheid Israel has diminished big time as a result of its war crimes and atrocities against the Palestinians. And I'm talking here about people and organizations, not governments. As many celebrate the holiday season we're in now, scholars against the war in Palestine issued a call for an immediate and permanent ceasefire and circulated a petition that has been signed by thousands of scholars from across the world. The petition is titled, All I Want for the Holidays is a Ceasefire. I'm going to read the petition for you now. Christmas and holiday festivities in Palestine have been canceled this year in solidarity with Gaza. The Church of Nativity, the birthplace of Jesus, will hold prayers in complete silence. Heads of churches in Jerusalem have concealed all festive celebrations as Palestinians collectively mourn the loss of thousands of lives, the result of an Israeli war that has been identified by leading experts as genocidal in intent. Heads of churches in Jerusalem have canceled all festive celebrations as Palestinians collectively mourn the loss of thousands of lives, the result of an Israeli war that has been identified by leading experts as genocidal in intent. In the first 10 weeks of war, Israel dropped in excess of 25,000 bombs, the equivalent of two nuclear bombs, on 2.2 million besieged Palestinians in Gaza. It has done so with unwavering support from the United States and other Western nations. The bombardment has killed more than 20,000 Palestinians, including 8,000 children, and millions are facing starvation and dehydration as food, electricity, and water has been cut off. More than 1.1 million people have been forcibly displaced internally, and much of Gaza's infrastructure has been carpet-bombed, destroying hospitals, schools, universities, residential units, bakeries, religious sites, archives, and government buildings and facilities. Israel has waged a full-scale war on Palestinian educational institutions. In Gaza, 11 of 14 universities are completely destroyed, including the Islamic University of Gaza, Al-Azhar University, and the North Gaza branch of Al-Quds Open University. Israeli airstrikes targeted and killed renowned Palestinian intellectuals, including Sufyan Taya, world leading scientist and president of the Islamic University of Gaza, and the prominent poet and English literature professor Rifat Al-Arair of the Islamic University of Gaza. Israeli bombs have destroyed over 239 government schools and 50 United Nations Refugee Works Agency schools. Thousands of students, staff, and educators have been killed, and more than 88,000 students in Gaza have been deprived of their right to education. Crucially, these actions have been supported and facilitated by the United States and other leading Western powers. This holiday season, we stand with Palestinians everywhere in calling for an immediate and permanent ceasefire, unrestricted and immediate entry of humanitarian aid into Gaza, ending Israel's siege on Gaza, and ending attacks on educational and health institutions in Palestine. So what I just read was the petition or call issued by Scholars Against the War on Palestine, a transnational cross-disciplinary coalition of scholars working to advance the Palestinian call to take urgent action to stop Israel's current war and genocide in Gaza. It was, by the way, co-sponsored by Scientists for Palestine and Scholars for Palestine in the United Kingdom. The petition, which I have a link to on our website, arabvoices.net, has been signed by thousands of scholars from across the globe, including Dr. Ghassan Abu Sitta, Dr. Karman Abulsi, Professor Rashid Khalidi, Professor Ilan Papi, Professor Avi Schleim, Professor Osama Maqdisi, Professor Abdul Razak Takriti, Professor Noura Ariqat, Professor David McNally, and many, many others. And speaking of the holiday season, Christmas festivities in occupied Palestine were canceled this year because of the war on Gaza. During the last episode of Arab Voices, I aired a message from the Reverend Dr. Mitri Rahib in Bethlehem, Palestine, about the cancellation of Christmas festivities and the Christmas story in the context of Gaza. I'm going to air now a Christmas message delivered by Reverend Dr. Munder Isaac, Palestinian Christian theologian, evangelical Lutheran pastor in Bethlehem in occupied Palestine, and the academic dean of Beth Bible College. He delivered that message at the Lutheran Christmas Church in Bethlehem on December 23, 2023, during a ceremony titled Christ in the Rubble, a Liturgy of Lament, in which he criticizes those who are complicit in Israel's ongoing bombardment of Gaza and also provides word of encouragement to the Palestinian people. Let's listen to the Reverend Dr. Munder Isaac.
Christ under the rubble. We are angry. We are broken. This should have been a time of joy. Instead, we are mourning. We are fearful. More than 20,000 killed. Thousands are still under the rubble. Close to 9,000 children killed in the most brutal way. Day after day, 1.9 million displaced, hundreds of thousands of homes destroyed, Gaza, as we know it, no longer exists. This is an annihilation. This is a genocide. The world is watching. Churches are watching. The people of Gaza are sending live images of their own execution. Maybe the world cares, but it goes on. We are asking here, could this be our fate in Bethlehem, in Ramallah, in Jenin? Is this our destiny too? We are tormented by the silence of the world. Leaders of the so-called free lined up one after the other to give the green light for this genocide against a captive population. They gave the cover. Not only did they make sure to pay the bill in advance, they veiled the truth and context, providing the political cover. And yet another layer has been added, the theological cover, with the Western Church stepping into the spotlight. Our dear friends in South Africa taught us the concept of the state theology, defined as theology, the theological justification of the status quo with its racism, capitalism, and totalitarianism. It does so by misusing theological concepts and biblical texts for its own political purposes. Here in Palestine, the Bible is weaponized against us. Our very own sacred text. In our terminology in Palestine, we speak of the empire. Here we confront the theology of empire, a disguise for superiority, supremacy, chosenness, and entitlement. It is sometimes given a nice cover using words like mission and evangelism, fulfillment of prophecy, and spreading freedom and liberty. The theology of the empire becomes a powerful tool to mask oppression under the cloak of divine sanction. It speaks of land without people. It divides people into us and them. It dehumanizes and demonizes the concept of land without people again, even though they knew too well that the land had people, and not just any people, a very special people. Theology of the empire calls for emptying Gaza, just like it called for the ethnic cleansing in 1948, a miracle or a divine miracle, as they called it. It calls for us Palestinians now to go to Egypt, maybe Jordan. Why not just the sea? I think of the words of the disciples to Jesus when he was about to enter Samaria. Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them? They said of the Samaritans. This is the theology of the empire. This is what they're saying about us today. This world, this war has confirmed to us that the world does not see us as equal. Maybe it's the color of our skins. Maybe it is because we are on the wrong side of a political equation. Even our kingship in Christ did not shield us. So they say, if it takes killing 100 Palestinians to get a single Hamas militant, then so be it. We are not humans in their eyes. But in God's eyes, no one can tell us that. The hypocrisy and racism of the Western world is transparent and appalling. They always take the word of Palestinians with suspicion and qualification. No, we're not treated equally. Yet on the other side, despite a clear track record of misinformation, lies, their words are almost always deemed infallible. To our European friends, I never, ever want to hear you lecture us on human rights or international law again. And I mean this. We are not white, I guess, It does not apply to us according to your own logic. In this war, the many Christians in the Western world made sure the empire has the theology needed. It is then self-defense, we were told. And I continue to ask, how is the killing of 9,000 children self-defense? How is the displacement of 1.9 million Palestinians self-defense? In the shadow of the empire, they turned the colonizer into the victim and the colonized into the aggressor. Have we forgotten? Have we forgotten that the state they talked to, that state was built on the ruins of the towns and villages of those very same Gazans? Have they forgot that? We are outraged by the complicity of the church. Let it be clear, friends. Silence is complicity. And empty calls for peace without a ceasefire and end to occupation, and the shallow words of empathy without direct action, all under the banner of complicity. So here is my message. Gaza today has become the moral compass of the world. Gaza was hell before October 7th, and the world was silent. Should we be surprised that they're silenced now? If you are not appalled by what is happening in Gaza, if you are not shaken to your core, there is something wrong with your humanity. And if we as Christians are not outraged by the genocide, by the weaponization of the Bible to justify it, there is something wrong with our Christian witness, and we are compromising the credibility of our gospel message. If you fail to call this a genocide, it is on you. It is a sin and a darkness you willingly embrace. Some have not even called for a ceasefire. I'm talking about churches. I feel sorry for you. We will be okay. Despite the immense blow we have endured, we the Palestinians will recover. We will rise. We will stand up again from the midst of destruction, as we have always done as Palestinians. Although this is by far maybe the biggest blow we have received in a long time, but we will be okay. But for those who are complicit, I feel sorry for you. Will you ever recover from this? Your charity and your words of shock after the genocide won't make a difference. And I know these words of shocks are coming. And I know people will give generously for charity. But your words won't make a difference. Words of regret won't suffice for you. And let me say it, we will not accept your apology after the genocide. What has been done has been done. I want you to look at the mirror and ask, where was I when Gaza was going through a genocide? To our friends who are here with us, you have left your families and churches to be with us. You embody the term accompaniment, costly solidarity. Think of the words of Jesus. We were in prison and you visited us. What a stark difference from the silence and complicity of others that you are here. Your presence here is the meaning of solidarity. And your visit have already left an impression that will never be taken from us. Through you, God has spoken to us that we are not forsaken. As Father Rami of the Catholic Church said this morning, you have come to Bethlehem and like the Magi, you brought gifts with you, but gifts that are more precious than gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You brought the gift of love and solidarity. We feel it. We needed this. For this season, maybe more than anything, we were troubled by the silence of God. In these last 2 months, the Psalms of Lament have become a precious